I realize this may be a little different this morning, but I feel like I gotta follow the Lord.
Amen.
And Amen. I promise you, we'll give way to prayer request Amen. Here in a little while, and we'll do all the Amen. Things that you need to do. But right now, the Lord's let me know that I've got to preach. So y'all pray for us a little while that we'd be able to just bring out what God has laid upon our heart in a way that be pleasing unto Him. He laid this on my heart a little over a month ago, and I've been trying to preach on something for a little while, but we've got past that, and I'm thankful. I know y'all are thankful for it, and I am too, but this here, I've got to preach on this. I want to preach on being afraid today. The pot called the kettle black. Y'all ever heard that saying? I have, and a lot of people the last few weeks says, I tell you awful nervous about what you got to preach on, and I tell that you're almost afraid. And I won't tell you, I ain't going to lie, I get afraid, I do. But I look at a bunch of people Sunday after Sunday that's afraid. You may look at me and you may think it's obvious that you see that I'm afraid, and I am. I stand before you afraid today. I do. I'm afraid. I'm handling the Word of God. It's very important, and it scares the life out of me. I love each one of you, and I care about what each one of you think. That scares the life out of me, too, that I don't want to hurt nobody. But I realize today you're also afraid, and your circumstances may be different than mine. What you're afraid about. Since COVID has come around, I'm going to be honest with you. I've tried to stay away from everything to do with that, and I have for 3 years. But it's took a lot of our faith away and showed us a lot of fear. It really has. We have missed out on things through in the last 3 years because of fear. And I believe that in all my heart. I believe that we've missed out on functions with our families. We've missed out on a lot of different things because of fear. And I want to listen to you. That ain't what my thought is today. I ain't here to preach to you about COVID. I felt the same way you did, and how about it? And we try to handle that all the best way we can. But we don't need to teach our children fear over faith. And I'm afraid. I heard Sister Lisa say one time, talking about her children, telling them they need to wear their seat belts, but she didn't wear her seat belt. I want to tell you right now, you can tell your children all you want to. You don't need to smoke, but if you're standing there telling them with a cigarette in your hand, it's really going to be hard for them to get a grasp on. They don't need to. They're going to follow your example more than they'll follow what you say. And that's just a fact. That's just the way it is. If you tell them they don't need a drink and you got a six-pack of beer in your refrigerator, there's a good chance they're going to think you're drinking. Listen, and when you're fearful all the time, your children are going to take up that, and they're going to be fearful also. And I want you to, so y'all pray for us a little while today that I believe in all my heart. I believe this today. I believe we got people who are saved here today that are afraid to step out on faith and move towards God and let it be known they're afraid. I believe there's people here today that are lost and separated from God, and that are not moving. They won't step out on faith and make a step toward her. I've heard Sister Lisa, I hate to keep using you, but I've heard her tell it that when she got saved, she never made it to an altar, never made it to a preacher. She stepped out and God saved her soul. That is faith over fear. I believe we have people here that are coming Sunday after Sunday that are scared to death to step out and go towards an altar. They're afraid what people are going to say. They're afraid what people may think. And they're showing fear over faith. And because of that, they're not getting saved. I believe I look at a church every Sunday. I look at women, how they wonder how they're going to make it without their husbands. They're separated. I see men who wonder how they're going to raise their children without their wives. I see the fear on your faces. I see widow women that wonder how they're going to make it. I see the fear on their faces. And honey, I know where you're coming from. I can't be in your shoes, but I know you're afraid. But we're going to have to get to a place that we have faith over fear. I see a bunch of people, listen to me, this is something that's going to be hard to hear today. I see a bunch of people that God's been trying to grow for some time now, 2 years. But because we're afraid, we're scared to do what He'd have us to do. I'm looking at individuals in a church in a whole, and I see fear. And I'm afraid too. I ain't gonna lie to you. Oh Lord, what if we can't afford to build on? What if we can't afford this? What if we can't feel? What? I want you to know there's no faith in what. We're gonna have to stop being afraid. And honey, show our children the example of faith over fear. Because it's killing us. It's killing us a little bit at a time. Each and every one of us in our lives, and it's going to kill our church. Honey, if we don't get over our fear and be willing to step out on faith, listen to me this morning. If we have to have every penny to pay for the building on this building, that's not faith. If he has to ever be everything laid right out there for you, that's not faith. Faith is evidence of things not seen. It ain't it to be seen. That ain't faith. So, honey, we're going to have to get over fear and move past and start having faith. Y'all pray for us today. I may have done preached the whole thing before I even started. Jeremiah said in the 5th verse, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, O Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said to him, I say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go into all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, and I will deliver thee, saith the Lord. And then the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. I want to go over here for a text, and we'll try not to be very long. I want y'all to follow the Lord and do what the Lord would have you to do. But I, once again, I've got to do the same thing. There was a man in the 5th chapter of Mark, Jairus. He was a leader of the synagogue, a ruler of the synagogue. He come to Jesus, and he had a 12-year-old daughter, and she was dying. And he come to him, and he said, come and lay hands on my daughter that she might live. And Jesus said, I'll come. And he left with him on the way. And on the way, they come across a woman who have an issue of blood. And she come and touched him. And she could just touch his garment. She knew she'd be made whole. But listen, then we get to hear where Jesus, there was one that come from. There was one that come from the man at the ruler's house. And he said, while he yet spake, he'd healed the woman with issue of blood in the 35th verse of the 5th chapter. And he said, while he yet spake, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, a certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word, that was spoken. He saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Listen to me today. Jesus saw this man. He done told him he'd heal his child. And this man had watched this woman, an issue of blood, get healed. He saw all the people coming around Jesus. He knew he had the power. He knew his little girl, his precious girl, could be kept alive, could be healed. He knew it. And Jesus saw this man. And the man never said he was afraid, but Jesus saw the fear all over him. He saw how his heart was broke. His little girl was gone. She was dead. And he said to him, he looked at him and he said, be not afraid, only believe. Listen to me today. He went and he healed that little girl. He rose her from the dead. I want you to know today, we have got to stop being afraid. Listen to me, child, today. If you've been saved by God's grace and you've been afraid to tell it, don't be afraid to step out on faith and let the people know God will help you. Only believe. Listen to me, mama. I'm just trying to raise your children on your own. Listen to me. Be not afraid. Only believe he can help you. Listen to me that you're facing divorce and maybe you may even you're going to lose your house. I don't know your situation. Listen to me. You're going to have to stop being afraid and show faith in God that he can help you. I know what it's like to be afraid. I know what it's like to stand, be like Jeremiah. I know what it's like to be like Moses, not to be eloquent in speech. I know that. I understand that. And listen to me today. I helped in a revival one time. I got up, preached, done the best I could. The pastor got up and he said, he's not very eloquent. And I didn't know whether to be offended or not. I didn't know what it meant. So I asked my wife on the way home, I said, what does that mean? She said, well, you just ain't a very good speaker. And I said, well, amen. You don't say things very properly. And I want you to know, Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he didn't come with the wisdom of men and the eloquence of speech. He come with the Spirit and the Holy Spirit of God. I didn't want to preach with the Holy Spirit of God. And just because you can't talk good don't mean you can't follow God. Just because you can't read good don't mean you can't preach the Word of God. Right. I know he can teach you. He can help you. He can give you the words in that moment when they deliver you up to be able to speak. He can touch your mouth. That's what he told Moses also. He didn't just tell Jeremiah. He said, I'll touch your mouth. I'll give you the words. So you're a little child here today, and you've never told about being saved, and you're just scared to death, what am I going to say when I get up there? You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. Honey, he'll give you the words to say. Don't fear their faces. Honey, if I feared the faces every time I stood up here, I'd never have no liberty. I'd get some of the ugliest faces ever was. I get mad faces, sad faces, upset faces. You don't know what you're talking about, faces. You're crazy faces. I get them all. This is the only one y'all get. Ain't you thankful for that? Well, I don't know if you are or not. You ain't got to be afraid. Only believe. So every time when God begins to deal with you and he says you need to make your way to that altar, you need to stop being afraid. Only believe. Y'all pray for me. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. Honey, I want to tell you right now, I see somebody walking on water, I'm going to be afraid. I'm going to have fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, they bid me to come unto thee unto the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Listen, what happened. Here's where we at today. All of us are so caught up in the storm that's going about us. I want you to know right now, inflation has got us tore all to pieces. Interest rates has got us going. Here comes the wind. I want you to know it's called the interest rates. Here she comes. She's raising up. What are we going to do? Here comes the lightning. That's called Joe Biden. I want you to know I'm tore all to pieces. I don't know what to do about it. Here comes the thunder. I want you to know that might be we ain't got enough money in our checking account. I have to pay for the building yet. Where is the faith? Where is the faith I'm asking you today? Where's the faith that man had when this building was built and he signed his house over? He gave his house up. He gave his home. Where was the faith they had? It was in God. He didn't fear, but he only believed. He let his house stand for a building. This church, you know something, this church wasn't even organized. It was a mission. And that man signed his house over. Now tell me where our faith's at. And then we expect our children to step out on faith. Believe. Step out on faith. It'll be okay. And we got a six-pack of beer in the refrigerator. Don't drink beer. Don't you be smoking. You wear your seatbelt. When God says do something, you just do it. And then we sit back and we just are afraid. If you lost, you step out there. You make your way towards God. But we all sit back in the ship. So our man stands. He left his 12. That took faith. You say what you want. He left his 12-year-old daughter die. He'd heard about Jesus. And he went to heal. Master, my child lays at home. My little 12-year-old beautiful girl lays at home. She's dying. And then here they go out walking, and here comes this woman with an issue of blood. And all these people, and he's thinking, "Lord, my child is dying. No, come on, let's go. Hurry up. Mary and Martha, if you'd been here, my brother would have lived us. I want you to know the same situation. Come on, let's go. She's over there, Lord. The work is over there." And this woman's coming along. I'm crawling behind him. If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole. Oh, she gets saved. Her issue of blood's fixed, and she gets saved. All of them witness this miracle. And then comes one from his house. "Don't trouble him no more. Your baby's dead." And there's that same man that had faith enough to go to him to start with. It took faith when I went to him to start with.
Amen. It took faith when I fell down there and called on him. I didn't care who was around, what was going around, who saw me cry. It took me faith to get to that point. This man that had faith to come to get Jesus, then Jesus could see the fear on him. And he said, be not afraid, only believe. And honey, he got there. And you know what they done? He told us where the girl was. And they left him asunder. And he said, why you make such a do? Why you making such a big deal out of this? They didn't have faith neither, did they? Made such a great big deal out of it. He went in there and laid his hands on her. And that little girl come alive. Amen. You know what he told him? He said, get her something to eat. She's hungry. That's good stuff.
Amen.
I like that. Are you not hungry? So what are you afraid of? Y'all see me stand up here afraid week after week, scared to death to stand up and preach to you, knowing that that's probably going to hurt somebody's feelings, somebody's going to be offended. Are you afraid to step out and tell that you've been saved? I ain't trying to talk you into nothing, but I'm telling you, you don't need to be afraid to tell it. Are you afraid to unite with the Lord's church because you don't want to talk in front of people? Are you not an eloquent speaker? Well, guess what? Neither is your pastor. Are you just afraid to stand up? You know how long I went before I stood up? After I united with the church, I got saved. I was 14-year-old. I was 28-year-old before I ever got up and testified again. You know why it took me 14 years? I was afraid. I was just afraid. I was afraid I'd get up and I wouldn't say it like everybody else told their experience. I was afraid everybody would look at me like I was crazy. I was just afraid. And then finally, one day, after being so cold and indifferent for so long, I said, Lord, if you let me feel you, I'll get up. I'll follow you. I won't be afraid. And he let me feel him. And I stood up, walked out on that water. And I told what the Lord had done for me when I was 14-year-old. I'd love to be able to say I ain't been afraid since, but I have. He sees it. He feels my fear. He knows it's there. He sees, church, your fear. He sees that you're afraid. Be not afraid, but only believe. So, Sister Lisa, I'm standing for you today trying to be an example. I ain't going to tell you to do one thing and me be afraid to do it myself. Don't be afraid. Whatever he's got for you to do, if it's to come and seek him today, seek him. If it's to unite with his church and tell about being born again, step out and do that. And if we need to build onto this church and tear out that wall, as it was done a few years ago, then don't be afraid to do it. It's easy to be afraid. It's hard to have faith. Jeremiah said, I'm afraid of their faces. Moses said, I can't do it. Neither can I. Neither can you. You say, well, Brother Jeff, we don't may not have the means. We may not. He does.
Amen.
Brother Jeff, I don't have the words. You may not. He does. He told Jeremiah, I'll touch your mouth. He told Moses, I'll touch your mouth. Honey, he's touched mine a few times. You know what he done one time? He made a donkey talk. Amen. Can you believe that? Amen. And you know what's even crazier than that? The one the donkey was talking to, he made him talk back to him. Could you imagine sitting down and having a conversation with your donkey? But he did. The donkey talked to him, said, why are you doing this to me? You've asked me ever since I was young. You've rolled on my back. Why are you beating me like this? And you know what the man done? He turned around and started talking to him. If he can touch a donkey's mouth and make it talk, child, he can make you. If he can bring a kid, a man, back to life, so can you. He's brought several dead churches back to life when they quit being afraid and started believing. You do with it what you got to. I've done with it what I had today. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm ready to start believing. If you got to see all the evidence, if you got to, I don't know what rest you preach. I rehearse all this stuff in my mind. You know, Peter, he went and rehearsed before he told him what happened there at the household of Cornelius. He rehearsed it all. And then he went to him. He knew just exactly how, I guarantee it didn't go like he thought it was going to go. I have in my mind how it's going to go. Lost people fix to start running towards the altar, hard as it can go. Every person that's ever been saved never told that they're going to run up yonder and everybody's going to jump up and make a motion that we need to build on this church. And every, you know, that's the way it goes in your mind. If you really had to see that, that wouldn't be faith, would it? My job is not to see it before it happens. My job is to come to preach it and let him make it happen. So if you got to see all the results before you do it, guess what? You're not believing. That's not faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Through faith, Abraham moved when the Lord told him to. Through faith, Noah built the ark. Through faith, Sarah brought forth a child. Not fear. That's my thought. I'll shut up this time. I believe I can. I really believe I can. And I know y'all thinking, please do. Please do. If you're here today and you're lost, and you've sat there Sunday after Sunday, white-knuckled, afraid to move, step out on faith. Step out on that water and see if he can't hold you up. If you're here today, and you know you're supposed to unite with this church, and you've been just scared to death to do it, step out on that water and believe today. If you're here today and you've never told about being saved, he can help you. Step on. He said, just come. That's all he said. He didn't give a big, long, eloquent speech, did he? He just said, come. And by the power of God, Peter did. I want you to know, he told that man, he said, you just believe and your daughter will live. He didn't come out and say that, but that's what happened. Honey, I believe the man believed. I believe he quit doubting him. He walked on to the house and he healed his daughter and she lived. I got here. I was sitting up there and the Lord said, you're going to have to go and get up and preach. And I went to praying. I thought, Lord, they ain't going to like that. They're used to their routine. They're used to doing it this way. And they want it done like this, and this is the way we do things. They ain't going to like it, Lord. He said, are you afraid? I said, no, sir. And that's what I said. I talked to him just like Amen. Talking to a friend or my master, my father. I said, no, sir. I'll get up and tell him.
Amen.
And if they run me off and say it's none of my business, what's going on in their lives, and they'll handle the church business, well, you can. I don't care. You handle everything just the way you think it needs to be. I've done my job.
Amen.
It's between you and God now. So you're going to sit there again today, dying, going to hell? Or are you going to move? Are you going to sit there today, not get up and thank him for saving your soul? Or are you going to move? Are you going to sit there today and not unite with the church? Or are you going to move? Faith over fear. As we stand and sing.